Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau. Promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, based on the rumors about food poisoning at the Boston restaurant, June told James she may promote food safety in Murondoy. Denzel assured Auntie Myrtle that flaring by ExxonMobil is not affecting the environment. James met Cecil and Catalina while exercising. Walking her home later, he said that June was to trust him that theirs is just a friendship. Right now, we join Myrtle and Catalina.
You're making joke.
Catalina, was that James I saw walking you home last night?
Yeah, you know he does exercise at the same ground too. It's nothing to it, Auntie Myrtle, we're just friends.
It's not me you have to convince. Remember, people in this village are always watching.
People need to mind their own business.
Well, that's true.
And by the way, we need to throw it a whole box of energy bar, it expire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I took one with me yesterday. When I taste it, it tastes funny. Check the expiry date, it expire.
I see.
Next thing one, we end up with food poisoning like Coretto.
You really think she got that from Boston's restaurant?
That's what she said.
Yeah, but you know how some people can be spiteful. food. I have never heard anyone complain about their food.
That's true.
Yep, look, let me warm up this little cook-up from yesterday.
You know what Denzel told me earlier? You say we just left the cook-up out overnight?
Yes.
Apparently, you're not supposed to leave cooked food at room temperature for more than 2 hours.
I never heard about that.
You see? It's plenty things we don't know, Auntie Myrtle.
But all the years I left the cook-up out overnight, nothing never happened.
I guess because you just keep warming it up throughout the day. But suppose it's something like that happened with Coretta.
Oh.
She could buy the cook-up from Boston restaurant, left it out, and by the time she's ready to eat it, the food start go.
But if it's cook-up the cook same day, that shouldn't be.
Well, who knows if she did the same day?
Lord, there's so many questions.
Yeah. But maybe there's a point somebody should raise. Because all now they're hurting the people business.
Yes. Everyone is talking about it. Look, let me call Dino.
All right.
I wonder if we will get blackout today.
Why?
The GPL PUUP, no? We had a short one yesterday.
Well, that's one of the reasons we're getting these power utility upgrades. When all is said and done, it will be less blackouts to deal with.
Or none at all.
We hardly get it now anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
The upgrade's gonna improve the overall quality of electricity, man. And all of we should be happy for that.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I think I put in an AC unit. With the upgrade, we should be able to afford it.
How suddenly you want put in AC?
Auntie Myrtle, this place getting more hot. And when me and James were talking last night, he said that they...
James?
Yes. He was telling me he put in a new AC unit. Don't watch me like that, Auntie Myrtle. Soon every house might get one.
Catalina! Watch it with that man, eh? Watch it!
Auntie Myrtle, how many times must I tell you? We're just friends!
Denzel, thank you for meeting me on the seawall. This cool breeze is making me feel so much better. You don't have to sit so far, you know. We're both wearing masks.
Kavita, you know we have to maintain physical distancing. Anyhow, are you supposed to be out though?
Look, I don't care anymore about Mala's rules. You know she had Bibi call me to talk to me?
Oh.
How could a mother be so clueless?
But it's not like you told her exactly what's going on.
Let her keep guessing. She deserves to suffer.
How come it seems like you're only angry at your mother? You don't think your father...
Mala was the one who was upset.
But your father was the
one... I'm allowed to feel how I want, Denzel.
Okay.
Daddy will be home soon. I can't wait to leave Mala's house.
So... I guess you're not planning to say anything to her.
No.
Kavita, I really think that you should...
Let it go, Denzel. Just be my friend, okay? I don't want to talk to her.
Healing can't start until you do.
Well, maybe I'm not ready to heal.
Look, you and Kemal had a traumatic experience. I can't imagine what y'all went through.
Exactly. And you shouldn't tell us how to deal with it either.
But I see you're hurting, and your brother too.
He is coping.
Both of you need help ASAP.
Like I have to regret that I confided in you.
No, but it's bothering me to know what happened to you, and the people who should know don't know.
Maybe they don't deserve to know.
Look, Kavita, why did you want us to meet today?
I just needed a friend to talk to. I'm mad at my boyfriend, and you're the next best thing.
Oh, wow.
I think he's cheating on me. I will punch him and her in the face when I see them.
In this corona season, you're going to fight?
Whatever.
Look, there's only so much I can do for you as a friend. I'm not qualified to counsel you or to even...
You're qualified to be my friend. That's enough.
But you're hurting, Kavita.
Nothing new.
He needs to go to jail for what he did to you and Kemal.
Who's going to put him in jail, eh? He has money and nobody will believe us.
I believe you. And I'm sure Mala and...
Look, just forget I ever told you.
How you expect me to forget that?
Just be my friend and stop mentioning it, okay? Can you just do that for me?
Okay, fine. Okay.
Everything is just so messed up. Everybody thinks I am the worst person in the world.
Look, Kavita, it's gonna be okay.
No, I don't think it's ever going to be okay. I don't feel okay. I know Kemal is not okay. I don't think this will ever end, Denzel.
Catalina, come quick! Look, it's Malachi, Hannah, and Alexis! Video call!
Oh my gosh, hello! Hello, baby girl!
Hi, Mom!
Hi, Mommy!
Although y'all know I only interested in me grandchild. Is we have feeding this baby? Oh my gosh! Is every time I see this child, she getting more fat?
Just shows she's a healthy baby.
And she took a few steps today.
Wow! That's nice! It's so wonderful watching her grow.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see she and kiss her. If I could only hop on a plane now.
You want to tell them, Alexis, or should I?
You go ahead.
Tell us what?
Yes.
We're coming to Guyana for Christmas.
Really? Yes, Mommy. I can't wait to see y'all.
But what about Corona?
We'll follow all the guidelines, Miss Myrtle. We already found out about all the tests we need to do before and when we get to Guyana. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, but there is always that risk. I don't advise it.
Auntie Myrtle, it's going to be fine. I miss y'all, man.
Look, as much as I want to see y'all, especially Anna, Auntie Myrtle got a point. Maybe y'all should hang on a little bit and see what happens next year.
Yes, but Mommy, I want to come. I miss y'all so much, man. Look how many people traveling to and from Guyana. We're going to be fine.
I don't know.
So you guys would prefer we don't come?
We would love to see you. But we have to think about our safety first, Malachi.
All right. Well, you guys talk it out with Alexis. I'm going to go exercise.
All right. We're just concerned about y'all's safety. Don't take it no way, Malachi.
It's okay. Whatever you say. Bye.
Mommy, Auntie Myrtle, why y'all did that?
We're just concerned, Alexis. You have to think about your health and Hannah's. Guyana has over 3,000 cases. And who knows who will be on that flight.
But Auntie Myrtle, it's not just that you could jump on the plane. We got to test and all of that before.
Yeah, but still, it is better safe than sorry.
You think Malachi upset?
Yes, he is.
He's very quick to get upset, man. All we're saying is that we're concerned.
I really want to come, Mommy.
Waiting a few more months wouldn't kill y'all, Alexis. You have to be around to raise baby Hannah.
Look, I got to go.
Like, you upset too?
I was just really looking forward to seeing y'all.
We will see you as soon as possible, God willing. No stress.
Okay, bye.
Alexis? Guess we really upset she too.
We can't let them risk their health.
I just hope Malachi ain't take out the frustration on her.
Well, they have been doing so well lately.
Yeah, but any little thing could set an abusive man back.
I will call Alexis in a little bit.
And I thought, surely a hyperactive patient.
Malachi, I'm sorry. I didn't expect them to react like that.
Well, it's your family, right?
Look, they don't have to know we're still going. We'll just turn up.
Yeah, but it will still be a problem.
They're going to be happy to see us. Don't worry with what they're saying.
Or maybe we just stay here.
Baby, please. I want to go home. I miss them. Let's just surprise them.
Look, I don't want to deal with your family's animosity.
I promise you, it's going to be okay. Please, baby, please. Let's go.
All right. I'll think about it.
Thanks for walking me home, Denzel.
Well, I better get going before your mom comes out, Kavita.
It's dark. She can't see you anyway.
Yeah, but still, man. It's almost 6:30 already.
Yeah.
I will call you later, okay?
Denzel?
Yeah?
Thanks for being there for me, okay?
Man, anytime. I just want you to get help to get through this.
Just be patient with me. Let me deal with it my way.
Okay.
Can I get a hug?
You know we're supposed to be physically distanced. Air hug.
Air hug. What a sad time to be alive.
We'll be okay.
Thanks, Denzel. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have you to talk to. I really don't know.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.